a Thursday, just after 11 o'clock. It's too early for a cold beer can, but you might be able to get away with a glass of white wine, maybe a glass of Sauvignon Blanc with lunch. I mean, that's very European, right? The French wouldn't think twice. So who are we to second guess? It's that time of the week. It's time for us to connect with our friends from Tops at Lifestyle in the Lifestyle Center Belito on Radio Life and Style for a virtual wine tasting, because you deserve to know what the good stuff is, and the good stuff always comes our way on a Thursday, courtesy of Tops at Lifestyle, and today courtesy of Valencia, who is in the house on the microphone once again. Welcome back, Valencia. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I think I'm going to be a lot better after this talk, because we are going to be diving into... Well, I like it because it's like story time, but we get to experience it as well. The story comes to life. It comes right out of the bottle. And on the table with us, the story that we're going to be telling today, it's a story called Life from Stone.
Yes.
Life from Stone, a special bottle of Sauvignon Blanc white wine. The vintage, well, it was picked just last year, 2025.
That was 2025, yes.
And this estate, wine estate called what, Valencia?
The estate of this wine is Springfield Estate.
Springfield?
Yes, Springfield Estate. And the wine is called Life from Stone.
Life from Stone.
Yes.
Springfield, if I have it correct, located in the Robertson area, the Western Cape, of course, the wine country.
It's a Sauvignon Blanc 2025.
A very young in that sense, but the story is quite deep-rooted. And the name, I was intrigued. Where does this name come from? Life from Stone. Well, according to the information I have, should I tell the story? Do you know the story?
Yeah, I know that because...
Tell me.
The name from where it's coming from, Life from Stone, is because the grapes were grown in the rocky soil.
Is it. A soil that was so rocky, in fact, when they first tried to plow this soil to plant these vines, apparently they destroyed so many implements, so many picks and spades and things. In some cases, some parts of the mountainside, apparently they used dynamite to blow up the rocks.
Just blow up the rocks.
So they could get through to the, the plantable soil.
It shows there's a lot of life there.
I'm telling you what.
Yeah.
Well, they say the name is a true expression of the site's terroir, the stony, flinty ground. And extremely hard fought to get this this vineyard up and running. Monumental human effort required to plant the vines. And now that they are growing, wow, what wine they are producing. Every year, the vineyard battles against nature in order to produce highly concentrated, powerful wines with a flinty mineral character. That's something that we're going to pick up on now. True to the quartz rock in which it is grown, fermented using wild yeasts. You can hear Valencia cracking open the bottle in the background there. It's a nice screw top, and we don't have to battle to open it as much as they had to battle to grow it. But this wine apparently great to drink right now, or can be enjoyed for the next 2 to 3 years. Hey?
Definitely.
It's only going to get better. But the wine fermented using wild yeasts found on the grapes themselves. It's then spending 100 days on the primary...
Lees, yes.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeast sediment. A technique that adds complexity and texture to the final product. The wine is known for its intense fruit flavors. Valencia has just had a sip. Can you confirm the intensity of the fruit
Definitely.
Flavor?
Definitely. On the nose, you got a very nice nose. Yeah.
Get the microphone
flavors,
off the way.
I'm getting there, yes. Fruit flavors, passion fruits, guava.
Are you getting even a bit of gooseberry there?
Yes.
And apparently balanced by a distinct flinty or stony minerality and crisp.
Crispy acidity, yes.
Crisp acidity.
Very, very good.
It delivers everything that they said and more. Lovingly crafted by winemaker Aubrey Brewer and his daughter Emma. The assistant winemaker. So this is a family affair made with lots of love. Lots of time.
Because the life is Life from Stone.
Life from a Stone. You can see, man. And you can taste it. There's that song, Time in a Bottle. Well, that's pretty much what wine is, right? Because it's so much time goes into producing a bottle. And in this case, the Springfield Estate Life from Stone is a story. It wants to be told. It wants to be experienced. And it's waiting for you right now at a great price. Tell me about what this wine is retailing for right now.
It's $189.99 a bottle.
Yo, and Valencia's very kindly poured me a little sample here.
Look at the color.
It's you know what? It's a very light. It's hardly even giving you that sort of, you know, yellow amberish glow that a lot of so-called white wine exhibits. This is almost. It's almost water. It's so clear. But
so it's clear and nice and clear.
But give it a smell and you get that full blast of summer fruit, the intense
guava
fruitiness. And you know, this is going to pair so nicely. We were still in this warm weathered part of the world, even though we're heading now supposedly into autumn. This is still summer salad and braai weather. And
even
this,
on its own,
that's
just enjoy with friends.
That's another good point, because not all wine has to be enjoyed with a meal, with something. This is the kind of wine that is just for perfect for sipping, for socializing, and it's light, it's bright, it delivers everything on the nose and on the palate one could want from a well-balanced, locally produced Sauvignon Blanc. Don't let the fact that it's a 2025 put you off. Just because it's a young vintage doesn't mean it's not a quality wine.
Drinkable, perfect now.
So, Valencia, how's the stock looking in the store at the moment?
We got stock, and we are going to be tasting Friday from 2 to 4.
Aha!
Yes.
So, now get your phone out. Put it in your diary for your lunch break, your European lunch break. because you've heard about it now, and you want to taste for yourself. See if it lives up to the hype, what I'm telling you. And Valencia will be on hand as your liquor expert. She'll be guiding you and pouring you
a tasting.
I tell you what, once you've tasted it, you're not going to be able to leave without a bottle or two. Great for a gift. Great to bring along.
Yes,
to
definitely.
If you've got a bride coming up, if you've got a you've been invited to dinner somewhere and you want to impress with a bottle of that's
just
out of the
ordinary. Grab a bottle.
Life from Stone. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Grown, made, and bottled on the Springfield Estate, and made on honor, it says on the bottle. So there you go. Quality stuff, and of course, only the best brought to you.
It's a well-known wine, eh?
Yeah, well, you know it. If you didn't know it, now you definitely do. And thank you to our friends at Tops at Lifestyle for bringing the bottle and educating. I certainly learned something this afternoon. Well, it's not even afternoon. It's like we're approaching noon now. But hey, once you've had a sip of this stuff, you sort of feel like you're, hey, into the afternoon anyway. So if your Thursday is dragging, here's one way to hit fast forward. Get yourself a bottle of Life from Stone. And that price, one more time, Valencia?
$189.99, tasting Friday 2 to 4, Saturday 12 to 2.
Hey, Nazo. We'll see you there, Valencia, in store. Tops at Lifestyle in the Lifestyle Center, Belito. And remember the name, Life from Stone. Valencia, let's do this again soon. You bring the wine.
I bring it.